Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and it's the back-to-school edition of Campus Connection. Welcome back, Burns. I know it's been a busy week for you.
Well, it has, but it's been a fun week. It's the semester is getting off to a great start. It's wonderful to see all the students. We welcomed a new freshman class of around 4,200 at Convocation last Friday. This is a very diverse class. It's 30% minority. 36% of the class comes from out of state. And it's one of our best academic classes ever. So we're really thrilled to have them all on campus. It's just a lot of energy and excitement around.
And as part of all that, there was a packed house for a special ceremony Sunday evening.
Boy, there really was. We dedicated it to a fantastic new soccer facility and topped it off with a Bedlam win. So that was good. It's called the Patterson Soccer Stadium. It's truly one of the most advanced soccer facilities in the country, and it's fitting for our Big 12 champion soccer team from last year. Neil Patterson grew up on a farm outside of Alva, Oklahoma, and went on and got a degree in Oklahoma State, and then formed a company called Cerner Corporation, which really became one of the largest medical data firms in the world. It's a real global leader. Neil loved soccer, and he loved OSU. I mean, he actually was one of the lead owners of the Kansas City soccer team. He had an exciting vision for this facility, and sadly, Neil died of cancer in July 17. But his spirit and his family and his friends helped us to open the facility that he had visioned.
Burns, another milestone to celebrate tomorrow, this one of the winged variety.
Yeah, we are joining American Airlines in the city of Stillwater to celebrate reaching 100,000 passengers since commercial service was launched in Stillwater 2 years ago. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe and the Oklahoma Department of Transportation and others will be on hand for the celebration. Daily nonstop service to Dallas from Stillwater started with two flights, and American has now added a third nonstop flight 3 days a week. Service has been a huge boost to this part of Oklahoma and has had many benefits for OSU employees and students.
And Burns, finally, I know you want to tip your hat to some folks who are involved with some accomplishments that we may have missed earlier this year.
We have a really wonderful music department with the many talented students and faculty. One of those talented professors is trumpet professor Ryan Gardner, and he has really created a powerhouse here at Oklahoma State. For the first time, OSU students won both competitions in the International Trumpet Guild Conference. In addition, OSU won the top undergraduate solo honor and large ensemble title at the National Trumpet Competition. Congratulations to Ryan Gardner and to his trumpeters.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.